Hey, is that fitting?
Hey, is Ron around?
Nope, you won't get a hold of Ron on this number anymore.
Okay, is he not work there anymore?
Nope, he doesn't own the company.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Well, my name's, before you go though, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Here's our old point of contact there, you guys. Who owns the place now?
I do.
Oh, you do, okay. What was your name?
Brian.
Brian, all right, Brian. Well, my name's Kyle. Good to meet you. I'd worked with Ron there a couple times trying to get you guys some equipment, or him some equipment, I should say. But just real quick while I have you here, we had you guys, the business, pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital based off some funding you guys have done with Kinetic. Just want to touch base, see how business was treating you.
Good, good.
That's good. Good
to hear. No complaints. Yeah, I can't complain quite yet.
That's good. Good to hear. That's means you're staying busy then, huh?
That's right. Yes, I am.
Never a bad problem there, you know? It's nice to have that happen than, you know, the opposite, right?
You bet. Yeah, no, it's been very, very good. I mean, I've had the company for 13 years, and when I bought it this year, so this will be my 14th year with it. So I started it up originally.
Oh, really?
Ron was the backer behind me is all it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you'd actually mentioned that before there.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense now. Alrighty, well, that's congratulations. You're back on top, and it's probably a good feeling to have, especially 15 years down the road, still
so
successful. So, you guys,
especially for the farm economy right now, kind of sucks.
Oh yeah, no.
We're kind of diversified, so I mean, but as wet as it is up here and stuff, it's been, you know, it's sad to say, but. One disaster is a benefit to somebody else all the time, you know.
Of course, yeah, that's it's how the livelihood of others, I'm sorry. But
yep, exactly. Yep.
That's just the way the world turns, I guess. But alrighty, you guys looking to possibly bring on any new equipment here at years in? Take advantage of some write-offs over there?
Down the way we will, you know, I'm sure, but as of right now, you know, just trying to get, I've got new equipment and stuff that I've already purchased, so. That's on my write-off for this year.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. It saves you a little bit of money that way.
Yeah, and just to see where we're at when the end comes here, you know, when we're at with everything. So that's kind of where we're at right now with things.
Okay.
Hopefully, at the year end, we'll know exactly where we need to be, you know, with different things.
Of course, yeah. It's, well, I'll tell you this. Why don't I take down your email and shoot you my information there? You can keep that on file. You know, if something pops up, you can always reach out. And if not, you know, I'll just follow up here with you closer to the end of the year, see if you guys are looking to pull the trigger on anything, and, go from there.
So you guys do with Kinetic, you said, a lot? Or?
We work with Kinetic. They're a bank, okay. A lender we work closely with. We do a lot of their unsecured funding, actually. So that's like our capital program here. We can give you unsecured cash, and you can really turn that around and use it however you really want to for your business. You know, invest it back in, stuff like that.
Yep. Okay.
What was that?
That'd be fine, yeah.
All right. Would you, if you don't mind me asking, what do you guys do over there through Kinetic?
I think he did a lot of his, I think a lot of the trucks and stuff went through them. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. No, no worries.
I wasn't in that part of it, so I made money.
Yeah. You're in the important side of the business. No, of course. You're responsible for bringing it in. That's sounds good. Sounds like a better position to have to me.
Well, I was the man that put it all on the table. I'm the one that did the collecting. I did everything. I kept the business going. He just did the spending.
Busy and important man then, huh? Yeah, that's
That's why I figured this one. I better own this company myself because, you know, I can, I think he got himself a little bit in trouble with a lot of things, so now I got the company clear, so I'm in good shape.
Oh, yeah, that's good to hear. Back where it belongs then, it sounds like, right?
That's what I think it needs to be. Yep, exactly. My guys all stayed with me, so I'm in good shape.
Sounds like you got a pretty good gig going over there then. Your guys are loyal and you guys must be doing good work to, you know, keep the name staying strong and things along that line.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing it for, this will be 36 years of this crap, so.
36 years. Wow.
37 years of doing this, so.
That's a.
In the last 14, I was, I worked for a good friend of mine, and But just like grandpa to me, I guess, or dad, I guess, for 20-some years. So, yeah, it worked out to where it's the three made it even better deal.
No, definitely. That's where you gain the most experience, though, right there, learning from someone who has been in the industry and doing it themselves for a long time. So, sounds like...
I know if you're familiar with any heavy equipment, but those grade alls, you know, the old truck-mounted grade alls, they used to have the buckets on the trucks.
Uh-huh.
Where it was a refrigerating machine that was sitting on top, and then the guy just drive along, and he could ditch with it or pick up things with it or whatever, just like backhoe.
Yeah.
I was running one of them when I was in ninth grade.
Okay. Ninth grade. Wow.
Ninth grade,
That's crazy. Freshman in high school and you're operating heavy equipment. That's pretty awesome. But a buddy of mine, actually, my next-door neighbor, he, growing up, he owned a grading company himself. So he, you know, had all the big old loaders over there and the scrapers and all that. And his son was probably around 7 or 8 years old out in the backyard operating the watering truck for him. So I understand firsthand. That's a cool way to keep it, you know, build yourself a family business and just get to basically... you know, provide for yourself that way, not the answer to anybody else but the tax man, right?
That's right. The one that makes money, though, the thing is, when you look at it, experience is what makes money.
Exactly.
And the generation doesn't understand what the experience is and how important the experience is to make it. The workforce is terrible. For me, used to be back in the day, I mean, we'd have plenty of people that wanted to work and were capable of doing the work, and now if you can't get them out on that Pokemon out of the basement, you ain't gonna see them.
that's exactly true. I don't understand. Everybody my age these days, they feel so entitled to so much. Like, they feel like everybody should have just hand them over, and they don't understand that, you know, you got to put in the time where it's due to really earn.
You bet. Yeah, you sound like you're a young man.
Yeah, I just graduated college, you know. I've actually worked construction a few years myself before I, you know, being able to pay for school and whatnot. Was doing HVAC over there in the high desert out here in California. So, man, working on that.
My sister and brother-in-law live up in Rosamond, California.
Okay, up north,
north of Lancaster there,
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at. I actually have a couple friends from that area.
Okay,
Yeah,
swing in there a couple times a year if I ain't going to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Go over there, win some money in Vegas, though. That's never a bad problem there either, so.
I wish they would win. I wish they'd give me some, but they don't give me some. The way I look at it, if I can go there and gamble and spend money that I would spend on a regular trip and have fun doing it, you know, my wife and I, we enjoy going gambling and stuff, but eating their fine foods and everything, and a lot of times, you know, what they do is they comp your stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And so you go in there and gamble, and I said, you know, heck, if you spend $1,000 or say you spend $2,500 and you're there a week.
Okay.
You know, where do you go that you can spend $2,500 on a regular vacation and get all your meals paid for and your hotels and everything?
No, that's true. That's a great way to look at it, you know. Spending a little money gets to save you in the end.
Yeah, and so you spend the money and you're having fun with it, and you know, you take that shot in the dark. That, you know, there's been a couple times I've come walked out of it with $6,000. You know, but I mean, of course, you got to turn around and get back whatever Uncle Sam wants on part of it. But
of course,
you know, the thing is, you go there and you stay in those fancy hotels. I mean, I like to stay at the top of the ball, and they got like some of the nicest rooms. You know, and you usually get the view overlooking the Bellagio. You know.
Yep.
The last time I was staying there, I was on the 67th floor.
Oh, wow.
66th floor is some darn thing. You know, we're way up on the top and had this sunken living room and two baths. And, you know, I mean, it was, and it's all comp. We were there for 3 days on that one. And then you move over to like the MGM, and we were up at the Mandalay Bay up at the hotel there for another 3 days, you know. I mean, and it's all comp.
Yeah, so, no better way to spend a vacation right there.
Right, and I've been going there for 20-some years, and I haven't paid for a room yet.
Yeah, that's
sad. And I haven't paid for a meal either.
That's
except,
awesome.
You know, if you go to McDonald's or something like that, you know, whatever. But
of course,
you know, when you get these the buffets and stuff like that there, you know, they copy on them and everything else. As long as you're playing on their machines and spending your money, they just look at what's going into the machine on your card. Just make sure if you ever go there, get a card.
Okay.
Always play on the card because the card is what gets your points.
Okay. So they're able to see what you're doing through the card then, how much you're playing, huh?
Yep. Yep. They know how much you're making, how much you're losing, how much you're playing. Yeah, exactly.
So, okay.
No matter if you're losing or if you're winning, they still send you your comps. That doesn't have a bearing on it, but they know that you're playing there.
Yeah, they see how much you're putting in. Yeah, no, that's a cool gig there. I mean, sounds like they must know you pretty well. You've been going there for quite some time, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know any. I mean, we don't know them personally, but, I mean, yeah, they know that we like to go there and have fun. And we take it and go up there and rent a car or something like that. And we go up to the Hoover Dam or whatever and cruise around and this and that, you know. And it's a good deal, yeah.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I mean, where else you go that you don't say you can get something back? And versus, you know, going on a vacation, you go on a vacation, you spend all that money, and you don't really get anything. And I mean, the meals and everything else get pretty spendy.
Oh, exactly. So that's the exact opposite. Other places, like, they catch you on just the little things and try to make money off you every single way, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there have been several times that I've went to Las Vegas and walked out of there with losing maybe $500.
Okay.
On the whole trip for a week.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That's can't beat that at all.
No, so that's a like I said, that's a shot in the dark, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But I mean, I think I'm probably under the other end of it. I probably lost more than I've gained going there. But I mean, it has been a whole lot.
Exactly. It keeps you coming back too. So that's the beauty of it.
Exactly. And you said you wanted my email?
Yeah, I'll take down your email, shoot you my info over so you can keep it on file and stuff.
It's Agassi, A-G-A-S-S-I-Z, excavating, E-X-C-A-V-A-T-I-N-G, at G-R-A dot Midco, M-I-D as in doll, C-O dot net.
Alrighty, perfect, Brian. Well, you know, it's been great talking with you here, having a cool little chat. Just know we're good for new and used equipment over here, and unsecured cash anytime you want. And if I don't hear nothing back from you next couple months, I'll give you a call just to touch base and just chat for a few, see if we can help you out with anything.
Sounds good. You take care and have a good one.
You too, Brian. Good talking to you. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.